Road to Healing, Day 13 of the Lenten Journey. Reflections in Nature. For the last few days, we've been looking to God as a necessary part of this journey that we are on. We have resolved that healing is from within and without. We look within and without to find all of the attributes of God, the completeness, the beauty, and, of course, the perfection. In that perfection, illness, disease, cannot exist. Only good health prevails. Today we take a look at a reflection written by Sirach, which calls our attention to the God within nature and the seen universe. Listen in and do not get ahead of the path. Tomorrow we will unfold one more secret that will give us the fullest understanding of God. But for today, we will be looking at this writing by Sirach, which comes to us from about 200 years before Christ. In it, we look at the creation, we look at the beauty of the world, and see there the perfection of God. Sirach writes, "I will now call to mind the works of the Lord, and will declare what I have seen. The sun looks down on everything with its light, and the work of the Lord is full of his glory. He searches out of the abyss and the human heart. He understands their innermost secrets. How desirable are all of his works, and how sparkling they are to see. Who could ever tire of seeing his glory? The pride of the higher realms is the clear vault of the sky, as glorious to behold as the sight of the heavens. The sun, when it appears, proclaiming as it rises, what a marvelous instrument it is, the work of the Most High. At noon it parches the land, and who can withstand its burning heat? A man tending a furnace works in burning heat, but three times as hot as the sun scorching the mountains. It breathes out fiery vapors, and its bright rays blind the eyes. It is the moon that marks the changing seasons, governing the times, their everlasting signs. From the moon comes the sign of the festival days, a light that wanes when it completes its course. The new moon, as its name suggests, renews itself. How marvelous it is in this change, a beacon to the hosts on high, shining in the vault of the heavens. The glory of the stars is the beauty of heaven, a glittering array in the heights of the Lord. On the order of the Holy One, they stand in their appointed places. They never relax in their watches. Look at the rainbow and praise him who has made it. It is exceedingly beautiful in its brightness. It encircles the sky with a glorious arc. The hands of the Most High have stretched it out. By his command he sends out the driving snow and speeds the lightning of his judgment. Therefore the storehouses are opened and the clouds fly out like birds. In his majesty he gives the clouds their strength and the hailstones are broken in pieces. The voice of his thunder rebukes the earth. When he appears the mountains shake. At his will the south wind blows, so do the storm from the north and the whirlwind. He scatters the snow like birds flying down, and its descent is like locusts alighting. The eye is dazzled by the beauty of its whiteness, and the mind is amazed as it falls. He pours frost over the earth like salt, and icicles form like pointed thorns. The cold north wind blows, and ice freezes on the water. It settles on every pool of water, and the water pulls it on like a breastplate. He consumes the mountains and burns up the wilderness and withers the tender grass like fire. A mist quickly heals all things. The falling dew gives refreshment from the heat. By his plan, he stilled the deep and the planted islands in it. Those who sail the sea tell of its dangers, and we marvel at what we hear." We could say more, but could never say enough. Let the final word be this: he is the All. Where can we find the strength to praise him? For he is greater than all of his works. I leave you with this passage to to contemplate on this 13th day of the Lenten journey. Tomorrow, when we return, we will be instructed in the most profound expression and understanding of God. I look forward to greeting you then, and together, continuing on the road to healing.
Thank you for joining us on this Lenten journey, A Time to Heal. Please be sure to check out all of our programming at epostle.net, Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic World. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, and everywhere podcasts are distributed. For the In His Shoes team, this is Sevan wishing you a good day.